guys. Hey. Welcome to Discoveryland and Quest Online. I am so glad you're here today. It is Remember and Celebrate. Woo. And now it's time for the best part about Remember and Celebrate. Zonk!
We have some questions about what we've been learning and how many can you get right. So give it a try, do your best, and let's see if you can get the correct answers.
All right, we'll start off with question one. True or false? David became king over all of Israel right after being anointed. Correct. That is false.
It is false.
God
yes.
made David king many years after his anointing. Good job.
All right. Way to go. All right. Another true and false question. Are you ready? Jonathan, check the name out. Jonathan wanted to kill David because he didn't want David to be king. Ooh, I think you probably got that one right. False! Even though Jonathan was next in line to be king, he protected David from the wrath of his father Saul. And so in that way, Jonathan fulfilled God's purpose for his life. All right, good job.
Good job.
Question number three.
All right, let's see. David and his men hid in caves because A, Saul the king was trying to kill David. B, an angel had led him to the caves. C, David loved caves. Or D, David and his men were studying bats for their animal biology class.
Bats. And we have to throw in the word spelunking. Because
spelunking?
Caves. Like cave explorer.
Oh, is, when you go I've never actually
yeah,
heard that
that's
before.
Spelunking. Okay. So Saul was trying to kill David. An angel led him to caves. David loves caves or studying bats. What'd you guys think? All right, give him the answer.
If you got A, you are correct. Saul, the king, was trying to kill David, even though God had already promised David that he would one day be king.
All right, so question numero cuatro. Here we go. After Saul repeatedly disobeyed God, God sent Samuel to Bethlehem to A, multiple choice, find the best looking guy. He could be the next king. To interview Jesse's sons to choose the most intelligent as king. C, anoint the one God has chosen to be king after looking at his heart. Or D, host a wrestling match to choose the strongest man as king. That's kind of, okay, so to find the best looking man, A, interview Jesse's son to see who's the most intelligent. C, anoint the one God had chosen after looking at his heart. Or D, wrestling match. I think we can eliminate D.
I don't know, unless they think that's the answer.
That'd be kind of an interesting way to pick a king. The correct answer is C. God was looking for a man after his own heart to be the next king of Israel.
Good job. Okay, so number five is, what is one way God showed himself to be Yahweh, the most high God in the big God story? This one's not multiple choice. It's just, what do you think the answer is?
How many of these do you think they can get? So what way did God show himself to be Yahweh that we've learned about this last month? There was a bunch of ways.
There were, yeah.
All right, so how many, did you think of one or two, maybe three? I don't know, give them a couple examples.
Okay, here's some answers that you could have answered correctly. Parting of the Red Sea, the plagues, parting of the Jordan River, and giving the Ten Commandments.
There's some good answers. God did show himself to be pretty awesome this month. Question number six. How did God prove that he is the most high God during the showdown with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel? With the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. All right, multiple choice. So you got a 1 in 4 chance. A, he sent fire from heaven. He answered Elijah's prayers. C, he showed that he was the real God and Baal wasn't. Or D, all of the above. Correct answer, D. Through the contest on Mount Carmel, God showed that he is the Lord. He is Yahweh. He is the one true and almighty existing God. All right, good job, friends.
Good job. Okay, number seven. True or false? Elisha had the power to heal Naaman from his leprosy? The answer is false. Only God is the Lord of life, and only he wants the power, and only he has the power to heal, not Elisha. Good job.
That one's kind of, that was a little tricky though.
It was a little tricky.
Because God used Elisha, but it was God's power.
Yes, not
so
Elisha's.
That's important to remember. It was God's power through Elisha. Okay, good. All right, number eight, true or false? Again, Naaman was an Israelite. False. Naaman was the army commander of Syria, actually one of Israel's biggest enemies. Though through Naaman's healing, God showed that he loves everyone and that he alone is the Lord of life.
Right. Good job. Good job. Okay. Number nine. God showed mercy in the storyline of Jonah and the giant fish by A, sparing the people of Nineveh by giving them the chance to repent. B, saving Jonah's life by having him swallowed by a giant fish. C, giving Jonah shade through a miraculous plant. Or D, all of the above. If you answered D, you're correct.
That's right. I was trying to sneak an answer. Anyway, go ahead.
God showed mercy over and over again in the storyline of Jonah's life. God is merciful and used Jonah, his prophet, to show mercy, even when Jonah didn't want to.
All right. Number 10, the final question. What did Nehemiah want to rebuild in Jerusalem? The temple, the palace, his home, or the walls of the city? Ooh, there's a lot of good things you could build there. The temple, the palace, his home, or the walls of the city? Correct answer is D, the walls of the city, because he wanted to protect the people and prevent an attack from invading armies. So how'd you guys do? How many of those did you get right?
I think they did a pretty good job.
I think they probably did great.
So today, as we look back on everything we've discovered in the past few weeks, we're also going to look at one of the ways God's people remember and celebrated in the big God story. The Feast of Harvest was also known as Pentecost in the Feast of Weeks. It was a celebration that took place every harvest season about 7 weeks after Passover. All of Israel stopped working, gathered together, and offered sacrifices to God from the first fruits of their produce.
It was a time for Israel to remember and celebrate how God had provided so much for their spiritual and for their physical needs. Our God is an abundant provider. So during this next song, we're going to put some questions on the screen for you to think about and to pray about. So maybe you can sing along, but also think about these questions.
Grace that flows like a river, washing over me. Fount of heaven, love. Overflow in me.
So in Matthew 6, 31 through 33, it says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well."
Wow, that's a great verse. So thanks for being with us today. Before we go, we're going to do our blessing. So let's hold out your hands to receive a blessing from God today. May you trust that God, the abundant provider, will give you everything you need. May you rest knowing that God loves you and will take care of you. All right. Bye, friends.